In the second reading today, St. Paul says that he is praying that God will make us worthy of his calling. Think about that for a minute, that God will make you worthy of his calling. God has called you to himself. God has called you to be a saint. God has called you to great holiness. We each have a vocation, which means a calling, but our general vocation is to be a Christian person. And then within that, so meaning simply that we're baptized. And because we're baptized, we have all the dignity of a baptized person. Consequently, we are to be living as children of God. That sounds like it's pretty wonderful, and indeed it is. It's also quite a struggle for us, because our own pride tends to get in the way. And one of the interesting things, even if we look at the gospel reading today, we hear about Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus wants to see our blessed Lord, but because there were crowds of people and he was short, he couldn't see him. So he climbs up a tree in order to be able to do so. And you think about that and you say, well, this is probably a guy who was rather self-conscious about his size. And just ask yourself, what is it that you're self-conscious about? What is it about your own self that you're embarrassed of? It can be anything. I know people who are not 5 feet tall and they're all upset because they don't have size, and I know people who are over 7 feet tall and they're all upset because of their size. I know people who have tons of hair and they're upset because they have so much. I know people who have no hair and they're upset because they don't have any. I know people who are way overweight, like me, and you know, then they get all upset because they're so fat, and I know people who are so skinny that they're so upset because they're so skinny. Doesn't matter. If you have curly hair, you want it straight. If you have straight hair, you want it curly. These days, they can't stand the color of their hair, so they're making it blue and purple and whatever else. It's ridiculous. We've all got our things when we look at ourselves and say, I don't like this about me. But you know what? God has allowed those sorts of things for a reason. Notice that Zacchaeus's height didn't keep Jesus from going to his house. We are told, first of all, that the Lord intended simply to pass through Jericho. When he saw Zacchaeus, he said, I must stay at your house tonight. He suddenly changed his mind. Why, because there was some guy up in a tree? No. But because he saw what was in the heart of this man. Yes, this man was a sinful man, just like you and me. His sin may have been different from ours. He was probably ripping people off. He was a tax collector. That's what they did. But you and I have our own sins. And isn't it a point of great hope to be able to listen as the people said he went to stay at the house of a sinner? Thanks be to God, because that means he will come to our house. It means that we don't have to be perfect before the Lord is going to come to us. In fact, we can't become perfect unless the Lord comes to us first. So part of that growth in holiness is humility. And so it's looking at those areas in your own self that you don't like and becoming accepting of them and recognizing that these are the very things that are going to help you to become a saint. We think of the saints as these extraordinary people who do wonderful things, and indeed they do. But a saint is someone who's holy. Notice that God works with saints in every area of life. There's not just a single way to become a saint. So he's calling you to be a saint. And you don't have to be anything other than you to do it. We have to, like Zacchaeus, want to be with the Lord. Look at what he was willing to do, to run ahead, to climb up this tree, and so on. And then when the Lord called him down, notice that he was willing to change his life. Are we willing to do that? Now, one of the problems that we have is because sometimes we don't like our own selves very well, and maybe whatever your circumstances are, maybe you had been abused, maybe people have rejected you, maybe there are lots of problems that have been in your life. And so you think God doesn't like you. You think God doesn't want anything to do with you. So let me read to you what we heard in the first reading. It says, "You spare all things because they are yours, O Lord, and lover of souls." Lover of souls. That's you. You have a soul that's made in the image and likeness of God. As a person, you are made in the image and likeness of God. God loves you. Now again, we hear that all the time and we let it go in one ear and out the other. But we need to recognize it in the sense of what we just saw in the gospel. Look at the way that the Lord loved Zacchaeus. He called him. He has called you. He said to Zacchaeus, "I mean to stay at your house tonight." He wants to remain with us. Isn't that exactly what he told us is that he was going to do? Remain with us all days until the end of the world. You could say, well, yeah, he remains with us in the Holy Eucharist, and indeed he does. But remember, if you are in the state of grace, the Holy Trinity dwells in you 24 hours a day. He's there staying with you. He has come to the house of a sinner to be able to stay. That's you and me. It's one thing to be able to say, that's pretty amazing that he went and literally stayed at Zacchaeus' house. Yeah, if he came to your house and was in the guest room, that'd still be pretty amazing. He's in your heart. That's infinitely more amazing than if he was in your guest room. He loves you like he did Zacchaeus, but even more intimately, because he's right there with you all the time. And what are you going to say to him? How often we might look at it and think, oh, you know, that no, he couldn't do that for me. Why couldn't he? If St. Paul is praying that we would be able to live in a way that is worthy of our calling, he's doing it for you. He's called you. That's not a pie in the sky idea. That's not pious pablum. That's reality. He has called you. He has made you his own son or daughter. And he's calling you to be holy. Now the question is, do we want to be holy? Do we want to live in a manner that's worthy of our calling? So it's easy enough for us to be able just to brush it off because, no, God wouldn't want me. No, God hates me. No, God wouldn't do this. Well, God doesn't hate you. God is in love with you, and God is doing this. So take the blame off of him and now put it back on yourself. Why do you not want to be a saint? Why don't you want to be called? Why don't you want to be holy? That's the question we need to look at, not God wouldn't want somebody like me because God came to the house of a sinner and stayed there. That's what he's doing with you and me. He came to the house of a sinner and he's staying there. But do we want him there? Again, it'd be a whole lot easier if he just came and stayed at the guest room at your house. But that wasn't enough. He wants to dwell in your heart. And that's where the difficulty comes for us. He was just in our guest room. We could give him breakfast and take care of things and whatever. He's there 24 hours a day within, if we're in the state of grace. That means we need to change. It's not just about taking care of him for a night while he stays over and send him along in the morning. He wants to be there with us. He wants to be there when we go to work, when we go to the store, when we're taking care of the kids, when we're mowing the lawn or mopping the floor, or whatever it is that we're doing. He's right there with us. He's not apart from us at all. So we have to then begin to adjust ourselves to that, to be able to recognize that he loves us that much, that he's right there with us always, as long as we're in the state of grace. So now we have to look at it the other way. He wants to be with us. Do we want to be with him? How much do we really want to see him, to be with him? Zacchaeus was willing to climb a tree. And somehow I have my doubts, given the idea that Zacchaeus was already a wealthy man and so on. He was probably a little bit older. Climbing a tree probably wasn't exactly an easy task for him. But he was willing to do that because he wanted just to see Jesus. He was willing to do that just to get a glimpse of our blessed Lord. What about us? How badly do we want to see him? He's right there, right inside the heart. All we need to do is go in there and see him anytime, any day. Yes, he's there in the Blessed Sacrament. We have adoration. You can come there 24 hours a day and you can be with him. That's how much he loves us. He didn't climb a tree. He came in the form of a piece of bread because he loves us that much. He is that humble. Now he's asking us to humble ourselves and to be able to say, what am I willing to do to be with him? Don't worry about whatever it is that stands in the way. Accept the brokenness. Accept the weaknesses. Accept whatever about you you don't like. And be at peace. Because you know what? The Lord loves that about you. Whatever it is. If you're 4'10", he loves you because you're 4'10". If you're 8 feet tall, he loves you because you're 8 feet tall. He's not interested in all that stuff. He loves you because you're you. Not because of what you look like, not because of what talent or ability you have. He loves you simply because of who he made you to be. And now he has called you. He has called you by name. He has called you individually to be with him. Way more profound than what we heard in the gospel. Like I said, it'd be pretty amazing if you were like Zacchaeus and he wanted to stay at your house overnight. This is way more amazing. And so we tend just to push it away and say it can't be. It is. It's the reality. It is that he loves you that much. But now he wants you and me to love him that much. If he's going to dwell with us 24 hours a day, that means we can dwell with him 24 hours a day. How much of your day do you even think of him? How frequently in the day do you have recourse to him? You can talk to him all day long. Because he's right there. You have an opportunity to bring him into everything. So remember when he said that no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel basket, they put it on a stand. You're the lamp. He's the light. I get a little excited here, you know, but hey, we're talking about the Lord. That's exciting. He's the light that's shining through you. He wants you to bring him into the world. St. Francis of Assisi said, we are his hands now, we are his feet now, we are his mouth now. He's living in us, so if he wants to touch somebody, he's going to do it through us. If he wants to speak to somebody, he's going to do it through us. So are we willing to let him do that? The only way he can do that is if we're humble, which means all those things that we do not like about ourselves are the very things that if we will accept them, maybe we can actually be a little more humble. Don't be embarrassed. Why should you be? Think of it this way. If somebody loves you, they're not going to be embarrassed of you. Can you imagine somebody says that they love you and then they go out and they're embarrassed to be seen with you in public? Because you're too short or you're too tall or you have too much hair or you don't have enough hair because, you know, you're too big or you're too small or what? No, they love you because you're you. Who cares about the rest of it? They're not embarrassed to be with you. Why should you be? I'm embarrassed to be me. How sad. God's not embarrassed of you. He's with you all the time. You go into those social situations, he's there with you. You go into those difficult times, he's there with you. He is not embarrassed of you. Are you embarrassed of him? Is that why we try to keep all that hidden? Is that why we don't let it out? If we really love him, we're not going to be embarrassed of him. So we can think about it in all those kinds of terms. But really take that point that St. Paul mentioned and pray about that. That you would be able to live a life worthy of your call, worthy of your vocation. God has called you. Maybe it wasn't quite as dramatic as Zacchaeus come down from that tree, but it was way more profound because he called you to himself. He made you a member of his own mystical body. He made you a son or a daughter of God. And that's how he wants us to live. So that's the blessing that is ours. That is the privilege that is ours. That is also the call and the responsibility that is ours. So if we're willing to accept that, and know that there is someone who loves you so much that he is not in the least bit embarrassed to be seen with you. Don't be embarrassed to be seen with him. Be who you were called to be, a child of God and a saint.